The president of Tangipahoa Parish is Robbie Miller. He joins us on WWL. Robbie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having us. I appreciate WWL and you, Scoot, letting us come on and talk about Tangipahoa Parish.
Sure,
Robbie. And Robert, and that Robert is in Tangipahoa, like you just said, either dead in the eye or just slightly to the east of the eye. So we're waiting for it ourselves. We've been waiting all day, and it's upon us.
Yeah. Tell me what you're feeling right now.
Just want to get it done. We've been here waiting, and there's a little bit, not necessarily from here, but I guess across the parish, there's a little bit of PTSD from Ida, because we took Ida very, very hard. We know that this storm is not as bad as Ida, but, you know, when it first gets here, it might have some pretty good pack to it. So we're anxious to get through it and see where we are on the other side.
Yeah. It seems like everybody's prepared and everybody's being cool and staying off the streets. That's what I've heard. Is that happening in Tangi?
It appears so. We went out and went down to Manshack to check and see how that area was doing probably at 2 o'clock today, and it was pretty quiet. We were, you know, pretty close to by ourselves on the road, which is good, and we're asking our folks to, especially starting now, to go on home and you know, sit it out at home until we get through it, and let us come out and go check on everything and get the results of what happened and where we have issues, and let's put that information out and then start moving around if they need to. But to wait till we give the all clear would be the best.
Yeah, Middendorf's is right there on the water, right there on Lake Pontchartrain. Does it appear as if Middendorf's is going to be okay?
I'm sure they'll be okay. They have a sort of a levee system that they put in place, and they have it in place. So I would imagine that once it clears tomorrow, Horace will go down there and get all that out of the way and check out his roof and everything else, and be open as quick as he can. He's a longtime pro at this.
Yeah. Well, at least there's going to be some diminishing of the winds by the time it gets to Tangipahoa Parish, but sure, no reason to take it lightly, because the winds are going to still be strong enough to cause some damage and possibly power outages, and that's always inconvenient.
Well, we already have some power outages. We've had, I'm getting the list of, there's some probably road closures, but there's probably 5 or 6, 7 trees that have been down. Some of those are indicating power lines in them, and Entergy's reporting somewhere in the 4,000 without power already.
Yeah, it's a lot of people without power.
It is.
Yeah. Well,
so,
you know,
hopefully it was just, you know, branches hitting and not actually tearing up lines. You know, just some resets. Hopefully is what they have to do.
Yeah. Some of those outages can be fixed rather quickly, but some of them take longer. So hopefully it's a minor repair. But look, I appreciate you spending time with us. Is there anything else you want to say to the people of Tangipahoa Parish?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for covering us, and to our folks, continue to pray. Stay at home and wait it out till we give you the all clear, and we're going to work our tails off to make sure that we recover as quick as we can.
And Robbie, if anything happens and you want to pass anything on to the people of Tangipahoa Parish, please call us and let us know. We'll make sure we get the word out there.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Robbie Miller, president of Tangipahoa Parish.